Welcome to your Power of Confidence program. These five meditations on a gaining, a growing understanding and experience of an authentic, unshakable confidence is something that I believe will be with you for the rest of your life. So good job. You made a great decision. This is a great investment. Now, throughout the course of these meditations, we're going to explore the real meaning of confidence, how many of us got trained to look outside ourselves for approval and opinion, and what authentic confidence is, and how our sense of ourselves and our ability to draw from a growing confidence can actually be opened up and expanded throughout our entire life. So the following five meditations, during which you're going to find a new mastery over your fears. You're going to find a new mastery in your ability to reframe your understanding and even your experience of past failures, so that instead of those ideas about yourself or your experiences tearing you down, you're going to find that there's a simple and easy and highly effective way to reframe our thinking about those things, such that we recognize this is part of a growing human becomingness, that we have ups and downs and learnings through getting it right and learnings through getting it wrong. And deep down inside of us, who we are is more than all that. Deep down inside, we contain far much more than we've ever known. And deep down inside, we are far greater than we've ever thought. So welcome to your Power of Confidence five-part meditation series. So here we go. Let's begin meditation number one. Meditation number one, the DNA of confidence. So go ahead and get comfortable. Find not only a comfortable place to sit down, but an environment that supports you both outwardly and inwardly. You can imagine that you're sitting on a comfortable couch somewhere or your favorite chair, an environment that is totally supportive to you. So as you begin to close your eyes now, and take a deep breath. For a moment, just notice something. Your ability to take that breath is something that is given unto you, and it's given unto me. Not one of us has the power to beat our own heartbeat. Not one of us really has the power to cause ourselves to wake up in the morning. There's a power, call it life, call it spirit, call it energy, call it whatever you want to call it, but there is a power and a presence that moves into and through each one of us and gives us life. It is animating this very physical body that we call our own. And it is sacred. There is something really wonderful and sacred happening with you right now. It's this thing called life. You didn't call this life to you. It's given unto you. And the power of knowing this is that there is a spiritual DNA in you, not just a physical DNA in you. And in fact, your physical DNA is a physicalization of that very life uniquely expressing as you. Now, most of us were raised with ideas about who we are that came from opinions and ideas of the people around us, our family members, our siblings, our aunts, our uncles, and then those that we met in school systems and teachers, perhaps one who said, well, you're not a singer, you'll never sing. Or someone who said, gosh, you're really great at this, you could be really good at. And we borrowed their confidence to begin to have ideas about ourselves. We borrowed what they were seeing and thought it's the way it was. And we began to shape an idea about ourselves that was based in the opinion and the ideas of others that came before us, influenced us, and taught us, raised us, and all along there was something happening inside of each one of us that's more than that. So take another deep breath right now. And give yourself permission to just explore and experiment with the idea of confidence, a confidence that isn't based in your behavior, a confidence that isn't based or valued by your history, or your talents, or your IQ, but a confidence that is based in knowing that there's a power with you that's giving you life, and that you're not alone. When Henry David Thoreau said, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he's imagined, he'll meet with a success unexpected in common hours. A After many, many years of helping people, I know that deep down every one of us wants more life. We want to live more fully and freely in the expression of who we are. And since if we just keep breathing, we're going to create results anyway, let's create results we love. And as we begin to dream a dream of a life we would love, a question mark rises up inside of us. Will I be able to do that? Do I have what it takes? Am I good enough? After all the times I tried and it didn't work, all the situations that didn't go the way I wanted. And there's a part of us that wants to argue us out of what we would really love. And we often reflect that as a lack of confidence to be or do or give or have what we would really love to be or do or give or have. So for a moment, what if it's been a misperception about confidence and not truly a lack of confidence that's been the concern or the issue or the inner block to really having a level of authority inside ourselves to be and do and go and have what we would love? So as we begin this meditation series, take one more deep breath. And let's acknowledge that almost every one of us feels less confident than we want to. Almost every one of us at times wonders if we really do deserve what we want. Almost every single one of us at times feels like our self-image is weak, that we don't have the self-image to match what it is we would love for our lives. And somehow we've thought that our confidence, our self-image is static. We understood that our body needed to grow, that our skills needed to grow, that we could learn new things even as adults, we could explore, we could learn all kinds of new skill sets. But no one probably ever taught us that our spiritual DNA is perfect. And inside of that spiritual DNA is a perfect confidence. But like anything that's an inner trait, an inner talent, an inner potential, it must be cultivated and explored and recognized that this potential for a kind of growing, deepening, expanding confidence that is unshakable through circumstance, that overcomes difficulties, that masters fears even as they rise up to try to talk us out of being who we want to be and doing what we want to do, that there's a part of you right now that's more than all that. And even if you don't yet feel that or even believe that, it doesn't make it not true. So relax for a moment and know that by means of these five meditations, you will experience a growing confidence. You will actually and can experience a growing peace, a growing calm, a growing knowing that no matter what comes your way, you're connected to a source and a power that's greater than circumstance and situation and condition. So where does the self-image come from? Who we think we are, what we think we contain, how much we can bring to the world, do we really matter? Where does all of that come from? Our self-image is a built perception of the sort of person that we think we are. It's a collection of the ideas that others have shared with us about who they think we are. And it's a collection of how we have perceptions about our own decisions, our own choices, our own learnings, our own attainments, and our own failures. It's the opinions that we bought into that others have had. Those others who perhaps influenced our thinking about ourselves. But remember, opinion is not truth. So as we begin to sort from opinion to truth in these meditations, let's take a moment now and look at the opinion that you may have had about your own appearance. Perhaps you're too tall or too short or too thin or too wide or not enough of this or too much of that. That along the way, some opinions got formed about your appearance. So for a moment, just for a moment, notice that all those opinions are just that, they're opinions. You probably have five fingers that actually move when you ask them to. Most likely when you ask your right hand to raise itself and touch your pet or caress your child or even wash your face, that hand follows your command. Notice that you could actually probably command your foot and both feet and ask yourself to stand and those feet will support you without question. So notice for a moment that this body, regardless of the opinions you've had about its size, its shape, its color, its way of beingness, that this body is a gift. It enables you to move and experience through five wonderful senses this gift called life. So send a blessing now to this once wonderful instrument. Some call it a chalice, some call it a temple, some call it a spacesuit. If we sent you into space, we would equip you with a spacesuit so you could live in the environment in which you find yourself. So whatever you call it, this wonderful body, bless the body now, regardless of the opinions that have been handed to you or gained through magazines or any other way. Just for a moment, bless this body. Give thanks for this body. And now for a moment, look at your accomplishments. And notice that you have opinions about your accomplishments. Some of those opinions come from deep down ideas about who you should have been by now, what you should have accomplished by now. Some of those ideas about your accomplishments may have been inherited, that your mother always thought you should, or your father perhaps always thought you would. But deep down, you have ideas and opinions about your accomplishments. But notice deep down, these are just opinions. They're just ideas. So for a moment, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Yes, I've had opinions about my accomplishments. And every single thing I've done up until now has me in this meditation, exploring the idea of growth, exploring the idea of more awareness, exploring the idea of a greater freedom between me and the very power breathing me to bring the next level of my beingness, the next level of my growth, the next level of my expression into my accomplishments. And so, to whatever degree you can, as you're building a growing confidence through these meditations, cast a kind glance on all the past, all the times it worked out and all the times it didn't work out. Somehow, beyond your comprehension, all of it has brought you to this moment. And if for a moment you just open to the possibility that every single piece of that is somewhere in the finely woven fabric of giving you this opportunity right now to move to another whole level of discovery of who you are, expression of who you are, and fulfillment in the beingness that is your life. So now that we have a kind glance on our bodies and a kind glance on our accomplishments, let's look inward. And let's go deeper now in what really matters to you. So for a moment now, what is it that really deeply, profoundly matters to you in this life? And know this, don't compare it with anyone else. No one else is you. No one else cares exactly the way you care. No one else is wired exactly the way you're wired. You are unique. What is it that really, really matters to you? What do you love in your core values? And one way to ask ourselves a question that helps us know that is when we imagine that our head is on the pillow for the very last time. and we're reflecting on our life, what will we be glad that we put our time, our energy, and our attention into? If our head's on the pillow for the very last time, what will we be glad we devoted some of our time, some of our attention, some of our energy into? Let one or two or three things rise up in you. And know this, whatever rises up inside of you today is what's rising up inside of you today. You can expand that, you can change that, but just as you're going through today, knowing that this next step in developing a kind of confidence that comes from a source inside you that's greater than opinion, much stronger than circumstance, actually a kind of unshakable confidence in knowing that there's a power with you that's giving you this life beating your heart, that's in your very DNA, reminding yourself that you do live in a spiral universe. There's an ever upward pull of becoming that's everywhere present, that your very DNA is a spiral, and that your longing for a greater confidence is actually the echo of the very power breathing you, longing to give you that greater confidence, that greater assurity, that greater knowingness and feeling that not only are you not alone, you've never been alone. You didn't create yourself. You can't breathe yourself. So as you begin to complete this first meditation and take with you what we have gained and grown in today, we're casting a kind glance on our body, giving thanks for our body as it is. We're casting a kind glance on all our accomplishments, the ones we kept in our mind as wins and the ones we kept in our mind as losses, all accomplishments. We're learning to distinguish the difference between opinion and truth. And we're beginning to explore the idea that there is a truth to the idea that there is a spiritual DNA in us, the very power breathing us, and that inside of that is a confidence that belongs to you right now, that can grow and expand and be with you, not only day by day, but moment by moment. You're on your way now. Remind yourself to keep a kind glance regarding your body, your accomplishments, what really matters to you as you're choosing how you spend your time and your talent today. This is a new beginning. You're on your way. Thank you.